Governor Reynolds over the last few years, her willingness to listen and not just to accept status quo and to really focus on moving Iowa forward. And I think that really matches well. Premier Communications, we have our little tagline is looking ahead. And I think that really fits well with where state government's going, where the USDA is talking about with these grants. So as you can see on the sign, Premier Communications, looking ahead. That's who we are, and that's what we're going to continue to do. So thank you for your leadership in Iowa. Now I'd like to introduce Grant Minke. Grant serves as the State Director for USDA Rural Development. As director, Minke oversees rural development programs in a customer-focused manner to restore prosperity in rural Iowa. Minke came to USDA from the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association, where he served as the organization's policy director, working on behalf of Iowa's ethanol and biodiesel producers. Prior to that position, he worked in Washington, D.C., on the United States Senate Committee on Finance staff of U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley. Please help in welcoming Grant Minke.
Well, thank you all for this opportunity to join you today for this celebration of Premier Communications Reconnect Broadband Grant Award. It's an honor to be here with Undersecretary Northey and Governor Reynolds, Doug and the entire Premier Communications team, Shirley, and all of you, friends, neighbors, community leaders, industry champions, and elected officials for this very historic occasion. It's also great to be joined by several of our One USDA colleagues. I won't mention them all again, but I do want to thank especially our good friends from the West, State Director Julie Gross and her colleagues for being here, as well as my Iowa Rural Development colleagues. Thank you so much for joining us. And finally, once again, a huge thank you to the Van Driessen family for hosting this event during such a busy time of year, and for really personifying the precision ag potential that fiber to the farm will bring to your family operation as a result of this just announced grant funding. Thank you again. So at USDA Rural Development, our mission is enhancing economic opportunities and improving quality of life in rural Iowa communities just like Haywarden and Akron. Through our loans, grants, and partnerships with local leaders, we provide tools and resources to ensure that rural families, businesses, and communities have the tools and resources they need to prosper both today and in the future. Before this event, we even learned that the Van Driessen Farm, this building that we're standing in, the geothermal system, was funded in part through one of our Rural Energy for America program grants, as well as a grain dryer. So excited to see USDA Rural Development, the reach going beyond just broadband. So we aim to be a catalyst for rural prosperity by providing affordable rural housing, ensuring communities have access to top quality health care, education, and public safety, modernizing infrastructures such as roads, bridges, and water systems, connecting rural skill sets to the jobs of the future, and of course, improving high-speed internet access, which is what we are here to talk about today. Under the leadership of President Trump and U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue, USDA is fully committed to deploying high-speed internet e-connectivity to the nation's rural communities. Secretary Perdue has said it best, and I quote, "Reliable and affordable internet e-connectivity truly is the key in the 21st century to productivity and prosperity. Without access to broadband, entire communities are increasingly left behind in today's information-driven economy. By connecting our communities, we are reconnecting Americans with one another and helping to ensure that everyone has the opportunity to benefit from this booming economy." End quote. Answering the administration's call to action for rural prosperity, Congress delivered, appropriating a total of $1.15 billion in the past two budgets to establish the Reconnect Rural Broadband Pilot Program. With so much demand and competition for this program funding nationwide, as Undersecretary Northey alluded to, it is such an honor that the $7.2 million grant application from Premier Communications was selected to be the very first ReConnect Award in Iowa and South Dakota. And it's not difficult to figure out why they were selected. This award includes $2.4 million in matching funds for a total investment of $9.6 million to deliver 370 miles of fiber in Sioux and Plymouth counties here in Iowa and Lincoln and Union counties in South Dakota. The proposed fiber to the premises network is designed to provide 1 gigabit per second symmetrical download and upload speeds today to each location within the service area, and speeds well beyond that in the future. Finally, the $9.6 million spent in the funded service area will leverage an additional private investment of more than $2.5 million to connect all the remaining locations within the Akron and Hawarden exchanges. Premier Communications project has the potential to make a far-reaching positive impact on rural businesses and communities. It will attract new families and individuals to rural Northwest Iowa and Southeast South Dakota while helping to retain the area's best and brightest. It will bring new small businesses to the service area's rural communities while helping to grow existing companies and create more jobs. It will improve educational opportunities for local students, bridging that digital divide and helping to level the playing field for all children in surrounding rural school districts. It will help expand medical services and support while enhancing healthcare outcomes through telemedicine. And finally, as the Undersecretary and Governor highlighted, it will open doors to put even more precision in precision agriculture, allowing farmers in the service area to be more efficient, effective, economical, and environmentally responsible. To Undersecretary Northey and Governor Reynolds, thank you for your leadership, your strong voice and passion for agriculture and rural communities, and your recognition that when rural Iowa thrives, all Iowa thrives. And as you both know better than most, Iowa likes to be first in the nation. We're already number one nationally in corn, hogs, eggs, ethanol, biodiesel, many other categories. So why not be first in the nation in broadband as well? And Governor Reynolds, as you mentioned, your Empower Rural Iowa initiative is making great progress toward that end. So keep up the great work and let's keep working together. Finally, to Doug, Ryan, Scott, and the entire Premier Communications team, congratulations on this exciting and well-deserved ReConnect Award. And thank you for your outstanding commitment to the future of rural Iowa and South Dakota. We are proud to be your partner at USDA Rural Development, because together, rural America prospers. Thank you.
Thank you, Grant. Again, we really appreciate the assistance we received from the USDA Rural Development Office. And early on in this process, we had Grant come up to our office in Sioux Center and say, okay, we got this grant application. It's complicated. How can you help?